Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
What up, folks? What's up? Good morning, Friday. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Like any of the days really matter anymore anyway. But I named this video, The War Intensifies on All Battlefronts, because they're hitting us hard on every angle. We can all see it, whether it's propaganda, whether it's ripping up the Constitution, burning down the economy. This is all about the Great Reset. So stick with me, folks. I have a lot to talk about. And they're signaling to you that there's a war. They're signaling to you that there's a war. And the way they're doing that is by, if you look at the propaganda, look at the cover of Vogue magazine. Go to Vogue magazine. Beyonce is sitting on a red horse. I don't know when the cover of this was out. Check it. I don't know how new or old it is. It doesn't matter. I just know that it's a signal to let you know that it's coming. Okay. That's how they signal each other. And they let the public know without even telling them. It's almost like a joke on you when they're able to do this. So she's sitting on the cover of Vogue magazine. I don't know when it was out. I don't know if it's brand new or a couple months old or a year old, but it's very telling. The first time I saw it was just a couple days ago. And basically, it means war, folks. It means war. And this is a war that has never been seen before, at least to our knowledge, and not in recent times, that they are waging upon us, every, not just citizen of America, but a citizen of this planet. And it's about to get really bad. And you guys have got to be prepared and ready for this, mainly spiritually. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977. I appreciate you if you appreciate me, D-Rod1977. I answer a lot of questions on there. I got a super chat going on. When the lights go out, on Amazon, I wrote this book on my iPhone in 1 month. In 1 month, I wrote it. I also got The Mexican Mix, my mama's book. I don't know why I do that voices, because I guess it's because it's like from the 40s. And I think that I just figure everyone talked like that back then. So that's also on Amazon. Deborah, thank you so much. All right, folks, we got the weekend coming up. I'm going to take some time off. I'm going to relax a little. I got Wayne Jett. I got Wayne Jett tomorrow. Folks, Spotify, Nino's Corner. Is Nino's Corner. Stick with me. I know a lot of you are ADD, like I am. All right. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Etsy, Nino's Corner Store. But Patriot Wear is up and active now. My friends put that together for me. PatriotWear.com. 2-for-1 special. 2-for-1 special. Buy two, get one free. And you can get the Sun Show shirts. So the Nino's Corner Store, PatriotWear.com. PatriotWear.com. Telegram, Nino's Corner. I don't know what the fuck is going on with my Telegram. I gain 100 people, I lose 500. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not too popular on Telegram. I don't know. Nino's Corner on Telegram. Getter is the same thing. Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. I put a lot of my older interviews up on Rumble that are on ninoscorner.tv. Rumble is Nino's Corner. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. I'm on Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. And Twitter is Nino's Boxer, bro. 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 I'm calling you all bro now. All right. Twitter is Nino Boxer. Where the fuck did that come from? Jeez. I'm just too comfortable, folks. I'm just too comfortable. Nino's Corner.tv is Nino's Corner.tv is fire. Mel K is up today. Mel K, the ghost, is coming on again. He's so fucking hard to schedule. He's so hard to schedule. He's a busy guy. He's a busy guy. And the other one that's hard to schedule, too, is Juan O'Saban. I get him on, and then that guy's in the thick of it right now. That's all I'm going to tell you right now. He is in the thick of it. Remember, folks, we got till September. September. And then they can destroy all evidence. Nick Alviar is coming on today. Nick Alviar talking about his documentaries. I got Wayne Jett. Wayne Jett. I don't know why I do that. He sounds like a rock star, but when you see me, just a little old guy just sitting there, when I do the introduction, he looks at me like I'm fucking nuts. Ron Partain, Marcus Ray, and Patel Patriot had to reschedule, but we're getting him back on soon. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah! Yeah! You got to do that every morning to wake yourself up. That's what I had to do when I was training. I would scream and everyone would think I was nuts, but that's how I got myself going in the morning. That's how I get going in the morning. You have to do something to wake up the spirit. Otherwise, you'll just sleepwalk all day long. Sleepwalk, sleepwalk like everybody else. Okay, folks, war on humanity, they're picking up the pace. The battle's intensifying on all battlefronts, or the war's intensifying on all battlefronts. And if you notice, folks, it's the over-commercialization of the LGBTQ, the BLM, Ukraine, all of it. They're over-commercializing everything until you're exhausted from seeing. You just accept it. You just accept it because it's exhausting. And that's what they're going to do with the red flag laws. That's what they're going to do with gun control. They're getting ready to push that in your face. Get ready for the celebrities coming out to tell you how to live. Like they already do. They come out and tell you how to live your life. We're going to see a lot of people picking their lanes right now that you never expected. Why? Because dirty deeds done dirt cheap, folks. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. And why am I saying that? Because they got, most of them have evidence, dirty blackmail evidence. I mean, a lot of them are blackmailed. A lot of them have done some shit that they're like, oh, I don't want that out there. They're like, yeah, well, play ball with us. Play ball with us. That's all you're seeing. They're fucking sellouts. Complete fucking sellouts. All of them. Most of them. You got exceptions like Jim Caviezel. Exception. We need more Travis Tritt. Did you see Travis Tritt's speaking out? More people like him need to come out. More people. We need your voice, folks. This is a war. Stop being scared. Grow a fucking backbone. My dog just walked away from me because he knows I'm getting a little amped up. Something's in the coffee. I put meth in the coffee. No, I don't. I'm just kidding. I don't do that. All right. So watch who begins to pick sides with the deep state, such as Matthew McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey. Gotta love that guy. Thought he was a hardcore conservative. Texas. Here's what I see with that guy. They're either obviously blackmailing him, or which I think is the case, promising him some kind of position in the political arena. Or I think this is the most logical. This is the one I think is coming. He's going to team up with Beto O'Rourke for gun control. Mark what I said right here. They're going to tag team, come together for gun control in Texas. Beto O'Rourke and Matthew McConaughey. I'm calling it here. That's what I see happening. That's what I see. I woke up this morning and it dawned on me. That's what the fuck they're going to do. That's what, of course, they're going to do that. Just fucking, you know, sellouts. Sellouts. Rip up the Constitution. Light it on fire. That's it. We're on our way to Venezuela. Mel K spoke to some people in New York at some fucking deli or bakery or something. She was sitting there, and there were some people from the World Economic Forum that were in for a conference or something, and she decided to talk to them. She wanted to say something to them, and I may have the details wrong, but she goes, so are you guys getting ready to take America to Venezuela, like sarcastically, like saying that to them? like condescending. And then they looked at her and they laughed and they said, America is going to be much worse than Venezuela. Laughing. The audacity. Folks, we're in it. We're in it. And you need to fuck Monday Night Football. Fuck basketball. Fuck Netflix. Fuck all that. Pay attention to what's happening here and now. I don't even watch boxing anymore. To me, that's child play. I look at that now and I'm like, fuck, how could I have been so concerned with that? Two guys beating each other. Ooh. This is important. What's happening now is important. This is what matters right now. This is what matters for all of us. It's an information war. If we don't spread information, if you don't get on True Social, if you don't get on Getter, if you don't go to the right platforms, and then what I use YouTube for, folks, is I'm like the Pied Piper for the normies. I bring them on. I bring them to the other platforms. Folks, you got liberal friends you want to share this with? Share this with them. Let's open their mind. Well, they already think they have open minds.
I already have an open mind to everything. Let's kill babies.
This is a spiritual war, first and foremost. And if you talk to your liberal friends, first of all, they don't even believe in a spiritual realm. That's right there. That's where it all stops. They're like, oh, God, spiritual war. It's about being progressive. So I'm calling it here. I think Matthew McConaughey is going to be teaming up with Beto O'Rourke. I'm calling it here. I feel like there's something going on. And Texas is the prize. Texas is the prize. Folks, more in CNN departure. More CNN departure. So Rebecca Kutler, key CNN talent executive, will depart. Rebecca Kutler, a longtime CNN talent and develop executive who had a hand in the success of anchors and contributors, including Abby Phillip and Van Jones, is leaving the news outlet, a move that is said to be raising eyebrows among some of the Warner Brothers Discovery Outlet's team of journalists. A lot of people sure are departing from CNN. I guess they see the Titanic sinking, right? Kutler had most recently been senior vice president and head of programming for CNN. Plus, that went to shit really fast. The much-promoted streaming video hub that was scuttled by CNN's new corporate parent quickly after the merger of Discovery and Warner Media. So now she's departing CNN. I'm hearing more to come. More to come. Now, I got to be careful how I say this, folks. I got to skirt around the words a little bit. Folks, please, I'm trying to grow organically on YouTube. So like and share and subscribe to this video. Hit the notifications button. Hit the notifications button. J6 panel to make the case that Trump put Pence's life in danger. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Pence put his own life in it. Pence is a traitor. Let's just call it the way it is. Pence, you're a traitor. All right. Had to say it, but let's go into it. I mean, this circus, this illusion, this David Copperfield act that they're portraying on television is such garbage. Garbage. And it's not Trump that's on trial. It's all of you. We, the American people, are on trial. We're going to show that pressure campaign directly contributed to the attack on the Capitol and it put the vice president's life in danger, a committee aide said. Miss EV, thank you. The January 6th committee will present evidence. Okay. Evidence. How about evidence of Ray Epps telling everybody to raid the Capitol? Where's Ray Epps? Well, what happened? Oh, fuck that. Let's not pay attention to that. Forget that. All right, let's doctor up the videos. All right. The J6 committee says it will present evidence Thursday showing how then-President Donald Trump's aggressive efforts to pressure Mike Pence to unconstitutionally block certification of the you-know-what led to the deadly insurrection. We're going to show that the pressure campaign directly contributed to the attack on the Capitol. And it put Vice President Pence's life in danger. Put his life in danger. I think betraying your country to the millions and millions and millions and millions and millions that saw this put your life in danger. Just my thoughts. Now, folks, I always say, no violence. This is an information war. I have to always say that on here. But let's just state the obvious, folks. The man that sold out America, that's what I call him. Now, folks, like I said, the war is intensifying on all battlefronts. That means climate change. Okay, climate. They're going to blame everything on climate change. Temperatures in Kansas. Okay, temperatures. They have to say temperatures. Oh, it was just so hot. It was just so hot. It was just so fucking hot. Not just Kansas, but much of the Midwest. It was hovering around or over 100 degrees this week. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, there are currently no nationwide food shortages in the country. Okay? There are currently no nationwide shortages of food, although in some cases, the inventory of certain foods at your grocery store might be temporarily low before stores can stock or restock, the agency said on their website. Food production and manufacturing are widely dispersed throughout the U.S., and there are currently no widespread disruptions reported in the supply chain. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Because 10,000 cattle just died in a Kansas heat wave. They're blaming it on a Kansas heat wave. So this is engineered. This is completely engineered. 10,000 cattle die. Die in a Kansas City heat wave, adding more pressure on food prices. They want to get rid of your meat. And they're using people such as Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian to push forward this Beyond Meat. Ooh, sounds so good. Beyond Meat. Beyond Meat, folks. Temperatures in Kansas kill 10,000 head of cattle. You really believe that, folks? If you really believe that, you're an idiot. That's where we're at. All fronts, battle on all fronts. Moment of reckoning, federal official warns of Colorado River water supply cuts. The Colorado's reservoirs have diminished to the point that significant cuts to the water supply to the seven states that rely on it will be necessary next year, a federal official warned Tuesday. Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Camille Towton told the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee maintaining critical events at the largest reservoirs in the United States. Lake Mead and Lake Powell will require large reductions in water deliveries. A warmer, drier West is what we are seeing today, she said at a hearing. And the challenges we are seeing today are unlike anything we've ever seen in our history. Climate change. Climate change. Here we go. And guess what, folks? The propaganda on this is going to be more than you've ever seen on this. It's going to be, okay, the next coming thing is guns and climate change. Watch and see. It's coming. They'll have celebrity speak. They're going to bombard you with every commercial, every radio station, just like they're doing with the LGBTQ stuff in June. Pride Month is going to be every fucking month of the year. You're going to be bombarded with this shit. They're going to put a lot of money in this, a lot of money. Get you driving electric, fining you, making you feel guilty because you have a gas stove. All of this is coming. It's a war on you. It's a war on you to save the planet. And you'll agree with it. You'll go right along with it. There's too many people. There's too many people on the earth. You gotta cut that back. Maybe you should only have one child per family, like China. These people are fucking sick. And then they want to drive all of you into smart cities. Get you out of the rural areas. So the Great Reset is well on its way, folks. And the plane is going down like this. And I have faith it's going to go round, right, like skin the bottom. Skin the bottom before we pull this sucker up. But I can say that for America. I cannot say that for other countries. Australia, Canada, I don't know what you guys are going to do. You all need to get together, put your heads together, and think about what you need to do to get your country back. Trump is our ace in the hole. But all of us need to wake up fast, real fast. We're in it now, folks. We're not knee-deep in shit. We're not waist-deep in shit. We're eyeballs-deep in shit. We're eyeballs deep, and they're getting ready to take us out, 100%. They're signaling it. Just look at Vogue magazine. You got to pay attention to this shit. It's just not Beyonce sitting on a horse. That's not, oh, let's just have her sit on a horse. It looks cool. It's cute. No. There's a lot of meaning to this. Feds are poised for biggest rate hike in 28 years amid soaring inflation and market angst. Investors have sharply raised their expectations that the Federal Reserve will on Wednesday deliver the biggest single interest rate hike in 28 years amid red-hot inflation and a turbulent sell-off across world markets. Just last week, markets gave an 8.2% probability that the Fed would make the benchmark federal funds rate by 0.75 percentage point at its June meeting, with 91.8% predicting a 0.5 percentage point boost, according to the CME Group's FedWatch tool. It's all coming. Like I said, they're taking us straight into the Great Reset. Stock market's fall has wiped out $3 trillion in retirement savings this year. $3 trillion. In retirement savings, the U.S. stock market route has put U.S. equities in the bear market. Isn't just reducing the net worth of billionaires like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. It's also taking a toll on Americans' retirement savings, wiping out trillions of dollars in value. The sell-off has erased nearly $3 trillion from U.S. retirement accounts, according to Alicia Munnell, director of Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, but her calculations, 401k plan participants have lost about $1.4 trillion from their accounts since the end of 2021, folks. Trillions. They want you all renting and getting a check from the government, universal health care, universal income. You own nothing. You're always in slavery and bondage. There will be no human endeavor, no drive, no ambition to accomplish great things in humanity, because you'll all just be the fucking same. And that's what socialists love. Everyone should be the same. No one should strive to do anything. It's a disease. It kills what I believe is the spirit of God to co-create. To co-create. Socialism kills the spirit of God to co-create and be your best. You should, since you're a kid, we all have dreams. When you live in a socialist world, what's going to be your dream? You're going to be born into a fucking job. You're not going to drive a car. The car is going to drive itself to your job that probably AI does 90% of. You're going to get your little government check. And there will only be about 500 million people on the planet, give or take. All well managed, all well herded sheep. This is real. This is real. And a lot of you are like, I just want to pay attention to my family. I just want to watch Monday Night Football. No. This is going to affect all of you. It's going to affect everybody. Everyone. No one excluded. This is what they want. It's a war on humanity, folks. and America is the last domino that they want to fall. Do you remember when Trump said maybe this is the calm before the storm? They knew this was coming. They knew this was coming. And do you remember he was in a room, he said some of these are the best and brightest military we have right now. I think we all know who those people are. The good guys. There are good guys behind the scenes trying to do this. But we have to go through like what Patriot Patel says, or Patel Patriot, devolution. We have to wake up everybody. We're in a race to the finish line, folks. We gotta wake up everybody. Share this video far and wide. I have to grow organically because obviously my numbers are being suppressed. Stock markets fall. I already just read that now, didn't I? Cost to finance a new car hits a record of $656 per month, and auto shoppers should pay even more with latest Fed rate hike. So, folks, if you're looking to buy a new car, new car prices are up 12.6% from a year ago, and used car prices are up 16.1%. Thank you very much. 16.1%, according to government data. The Federal Reserve's latest interest rate hike of 0.75 percentage points will push up the cost of getting an auto loan. Everything is going up. They're going to make it impossible to buy gas, own a car, own a home. This is what's happening. If you don't, and it's not going to take, in about a year from now, it'll be about a couple percentage points. No, this is coming in weekly. Weekly, it's getting worse. Daily, it's getting worse. And even with all that, folks, with all this news I'm bringing to you where it's like, fuck, it's depressing. I get it. I understand it. How hard do you think it is for me to come up here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and do this? Do you know how many times I'm just like, fuck this. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to enjoy my life. Because even on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm having to like write like research and do stuff. From boxer to journalist. Wow. That's an amazing transition. Even with all that, you know what the White House response is? Well, let's go to Biden. Let's go to Biden's response here. Fuck, my glasses fucking fog up. That only happens when I'm mad or I'm horny. I'm not mad right now. Just kidding. I'm not horny either. I'm just saying. All right. White House responds to more U.S. oil drilling. We don't need to do that. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Thursday rejected calls from oil companies and Republicans to increase oil drilling on U.S. lands amid record high gas prices. That's because they don't want to. They want to take you electric, the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Gas is going to keep going up, folks. It's going to, despite what they say, it's going to keep climbing. So,
a human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Jean-Pierre was asked about why the Biden administration is pressuring oil companies. So it's got to look like they're trying to do something. Oil companies to increase productivity at refineries rather than carrying out new drilling projects. That would make sense. That's what Trump would do. The Keystone Pipeline, baby. Right after he took office in January 2021, President Joe Biden signed a flurry of executive orders, including suspending new drilling leases on federal lands, ending the Keystone XL pipeline project, and killing federal fossil fuel subsidies. Oil companies, she told reporters, have cut refinery capacity during the initial months of the boogeyman. You know what the boogeyman is. And haven't restored to those levels. Democrats and Biden say that the boogeyman-related slowdown and the Russia-Ukraine war is causing the spike. It's not us. Oh, no, we can't just use the pen and sign a deal to say, oh, yeah, you can open Keystone Pipeline again. You can do all that. And it would ease the tension. And we could get gas for under a buck. But no, That's not the agenda. Am I the only one that's this infuriated? Because this is my life. This is your life that he's fucking with. That milk fucking worm. That's his name, Milkworm. Milkworm. I don't know what a milkworm is, but that's what he looks like to me. All right. Biden tells oil refiners, produce more gas for fewer profits. Like, come on, guys. Come on, man. Come on, man. Produce more gas, but just get less profits. Come on, man. President Joe Biden on Wednesday called on U.S. oil refiners to produce more gasoline and diesel, saying their profits have tripled during a time of war between Russia and Ukraine, as Americans struggle with record prices at the pump. The crunch that families are facing deserves immediate attention. Then do it! Biden wrote in a letter to seven oil refiners, your companies need to work with the administration to bring forward concrete near-term solutions that address the crisis. In other words, give up your profits. It's not up. Gas prices nationwide on average, averaging roughly $5 a gallon, folks. An economic burden for many Americans and political threat. And a political threat for the president's fellow Democrats going into the midterm elections. Broader inflation began to rise last year as the U.S. economy recovered from the boogeyman, but it accelerated in recent months as energy and food prices climbed after Russia invaded Ukraine in February and disrupted global commodity markets. It's always someone else's fault. It's always someone else's fault. No, point the finger. It's the liberals, dude. It's his fault, that person's fault, that. Never me. I can't take blame for anything. We asked the NRCC's top Democrats, top Dem targets, if they would endorse Biden in 2024. None said yes. So a lot of Democrats, they don't even like, let's not call them Democrats. Those days of Democrats are gone. That's gone. Let's call them commies. Let's just call them what they are, the communists. That's what they are. That's what they are. At this point, if you still identify with that party, I feel even funny saying that. Identify. Who do you identify as? What is your identity? If you still identify as a Democrat, you're a communist. That's how I see you. The Daily Caller contacted the National Republican Congressional Committee's NRCC of the top 10 vulnerable Democratic targets repeatedly and asked if they would support President Joe Biden in his 2024 presidential bid. None of the members who were there were willing to say they would support Biden in 2024. None of them. Not one. Republican Myra Flores flips Texas House District red in special election. Those are just things to come. If, that's a big if, we have one. If we have one, folks, if we have one, it's a big if. We might see a very shocking arrest, folks. We might see a very shocking arrest. The first arrest will shock the world, right? Can I see who you think the first arrest is going to be? I'm just curious. Let me see names here. Come on. You got it right. I agree. Yep. Could it be Trump? That would shock the world, wouldn't it? Wouldn't Trump shock the world? But it's okay. It's all right, folks. And now I'm just saying this could, man, hypothetically, it could happen. Could the first arrest be him? I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. Republican Myra Flores is projected to win a special election in Texas 34th Congressional District, flipping a House seat after Rep. Philemon Vela, who held the seat for nearly 10 years, resigned in March and vacated the seat. Flores, who had 51% of the vote to Democratic candidate Dan Sanchez, 43%, when the Associated Press called the race, will become the first Mexican-born congressman to serve in the House. That's pretty good. Her family moved to the United States when she was 6 years old. Did you come here legally? I don't know. It's just a question. Just a question. Did you come here legally or did you swim across the river? Just wondering. McConaughey hires D.C. lobbyists in gun control push. Remember I told you to keep your eyes on McConaughey? Well, here he is. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap, folks. Matthew McConaughey hired K Street lobbyists. Matthew McConaughey himself, they're positioning him for something, folks, has hired K Street lobbyists to assist his push for stricter gun laws following the horrific mass shooting in Uvalde that killed 19 students and two teachers. The Uvalde-born actor retained a team of Washington, D.C. lobbyists from Avisa Partners to lobby on responsible gun ownership issues earlier this month, according to a document filed with Congress Wednesday afternoon. So Matthew McConaughey, he's going to be like their spokes guy, their spokesperson, and I bet you he's going to team up with Beto. That's what I see. I'm calling it here. Texas summer camp shooter stopped by quick-thinking staff. Fast police response. So a quick-thinking Texas summer camp counselor helped slow down gunmen who walked onto the campus and opened fire before police, who responded quickly, took out the shooter before any children were harmed. Did you see this on the news? Probably not. Probably not. Police have identified 42-year-old Brandon Keith Ned of Dallas, Texas, as the shooter and have not yet determined a possible motive for the shooting. Police say they started receiving calls at 8:43 a.m. that a man had fired shots at the Duncanville Fieldhouse, where a summer camp with roughly 250 children is housed. 2 minutes later, officers arrived on the scene and neutralized the shooter after a summer school staffer engaged with the shooter as kids were locked down. So a summer school staffer engaged. The camp counselor confronted the suspected gunman in the lobby of the school as the children were ushered by staff to an area behind the locked doors where the gunman could not enter. Duncanville Assistant Police Chief Matthew Stogner told WFAA-TV. Unlike the police officers in Uvalde, right? Ohio eases requirements for teachers to carry guns in schools. So Ohio GOP Governor Mike DeWine on Monday signed a bill that significantly lowers the amount of training that teachers and other school staffers must undergo in order to carry a firearm on school grounds. In life, we make choices, and we don't always know what the outcome is going to be, the governor said at a press conference on Monday, according to the Columbus Dispatch. What this legislature has done, I've done by signing it, is giving schools an option based on their particular circumstances to make the best decision they can make with the best information they have. That's all any decision maker can do. Thank you, Jennifer Brown. And folks, now I'm getting closer and closer to what the fuck news. And I've never been to Portland. I've always wanted to go to Portland. Now I have no desire to go to Portland because I heard it's a fucking dumpster fire, literally. I've heard that place is just turned to shit, turned to shit. Portland resembles an open-air drug market after discriminalizing hard drugs. Overdose deaths skyrocket. Overdose deaths have skyrocketed by 41% in the Democrat-led city as homeless addicts collapse on sidewalks. And you got to remember, too, folks, the fentanyl that's coming through the border is in epic proportions. It's coming through here, and I've heard not just fentanyl, but meth, everything. But people are dying in record numbers all over the country. There was a shipment that was seized that a Border Patrol agent told me about that just in that seizure could kill every American five times over. Just in that seizure. Imagine how much it's just getting through. You got to talk to your kids. You have got to talk to your kids. Shit's laced. Things are counterfeit. This is the there's a war on all fronts, folks. As they burn the economy down, as they rip up the Constitution, they're bringing in massive amounts of fentanyl through the border. Along with this. Thank you, Susan Kino. So law enforcement agents say that the streets of Portland are full of homeless addicts openly buying and selling drugs, like just out in the open. I was in Austin, Texas, and as I was driving, I saw a homeless guy on the median, and this is in Austin, Texas, my beloved Austin, Texas, shooting up right there in the open in front of everybody. You would never have seen that 10, 15, 20 years ago, ever. The cops would be called on the scene immediately. He'd be handcuffed and taken away. Now this is in the open everywhere. Folks, we're living in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. We are living in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. I have no doubt about it. We have turned our back on God, and hopefully Bo Pony, I just had Bo Pony on my show. Hopefully he's right that June 21st, some kind of shift happens. Roe versus Wade gets overturned, and maybe God will have some kind of mercy on us, folks, because this is how bad it is. This is how bad we are, Sodom and Gomorrah. Look what we're allowing. Look what your kids are looking at. Oregon was the first state in the United States to decriminalize possession of personal use amounts of heroin, methamphetamine, LSD, and oxycodone. You don't even get in trouble. But since that measure was passed, overdose deaths in that state hit an all-time high in 2021 with 1,069, a 41% increase from 2020. Now people are just dropping like flies. And that's not the only city. That's just an example. That's just an example of what I'm bringing here. That's just an example. I have friends that are cops in Austin, cops everywhere. They're picking up dead homeless people everywhere, everywhere. China knows. Now we're going to talk a little bit about China, because China is reaching out to aliens. Okay, so now let's talk about fucking shit. Okay, China says it may have detected signals from alien civilizations. China said its Giant Sky Eye telescope has picked up signs from alien civilizations, according to a report by the state-backed Science and Technology. Which then appeared to have detected the report and post about the discovery. A narrow band electromagnetic signals detected by SkyEye, because they cannot see with their own eyes. SkyEye, the world's largest radio telescope, differ from previous ones captured, and the team is further investigating them, the report said, citing Zhang Tong's fucking shit. I love doing this. Okay. Chief scientist of an extraterrestrial civilization search team co-founded by Beijing Normal University, the National Astronomical Observatory of Chinese Academy of Sciences, and the University of California. Well, sorry if I offend you. So they have found that there was some alien existence. All this is coming. This is all coming. Why? For the alien threat. So they're conditioning you. They're letting you know. They're letting you know, hey, there's aliens out there. You know, you got to think of like Project Bluebeam. And I don't know if you all know this. There's all these projects where you're going to be able to see hologram technology in the sky. And you're going to see, and you're going to look with your own eyes and be like, wow, there's a UFO just sitting above my city. It's technology. It's our technology. That's the last card they got, folks. That's what they're steering everybody into. Yellowstone faces indefinite closure after once-in-a-thousand-year flooding forced a state of emergency and destroyed roads, bridges, and homes, and even the course of two rivers. So, more climate change. So, more than 10,000 visitors have evacuated from Yellowstone as unprecedented flooding tore through the northern half of the nation's oldest national park, Washington bridges and roads. Remarkably, no one was reported injured or killed. The only visitors left in the massive park, straddling three states, were a dozen campers still making their way out of the backcountry. So they're moving everybody out of Yellowstone. They're moving everybody out of Yellowstone. They're shutting the park down. Yellowstone River hit historic levels after days of rain and rapid snowmelt and wrought havoc across parts of the southern Montana and northern Wyoming. Funny how all of this is just happening now. All of it's just happening now. It's war, folks. That's why in the very beginning of this segment, I brought up Beyonce sitting on the red horse. They're telling you it's war. They're telling you. And if you're not smart enough to pick it up, you're just... You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Plain simple. You're an idiot. Dumb. They tell you they hide it out in the open. They hide it out in the open. Cabins were washed away. Small towns were swamped and knocked out power. The floods hit the park. Just a summer tourist season that draws millions of visitors. So that's done, folks. I wanted to buy a camper and go see all the national parks. But I have a feeling I'm not going to be able to do that anymore because of climate change. Because of climate change. All parks are going to be closed. They don't want you going to them. They don't want you enjoying your life. You know, the more I research, the more interviews I conduct, the more people I talk to, I'm starting to like, I've gone full circle, folks. I've gone full circle. And the only place I end up is at the Bible. That's it. I'm right back at the Bible. Michigan Attorney General calls for a drag queen for every school. A drag queen for every school. Michigan Attorney General calls for a drag queen for every school. Says they make everything better. They make everything better. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel reportedly said that drag queens make everything better, and that there should be a drag queen for every school while speaking at an event on Wednesday. Nessel's remarks came one day after Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene announced that she is introducing a bill to make it illegal to bring children to drag performances. You shouldn't sexualize children, period. Am I crazy for thinking that? I mean, I'm sure all of you agree. The Attorney General made the comments while speaking at a civil rights conference in Lansing, according to Craig Maurer of Detroit News. Maurer tweeted, "Drag queens make everything better. Drag queens are fun," Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says at a civil rights conference in Lansing while speaking out against what she describes as efforts to divide people. A drag queen for every school, she adds. Is this reality? Like, are we really living in this shit? Sometimes I think, folks, when I got knifed in the throat in 2011 and I overdosed on drugs in 2011, it's no secret. It's out there. You can look it up, whatever. I somehow think that, like, I almost feel like I left that timeline and came onto a different one. Like, I hit an alternate timeline. Like, I did die, and maybe this is an alternate timeline that I'm existing in. Does that make sense? I don't know. Just thoughts. I don't know. Inmate planned to strangle Ghislaine Maxwell in her sleep at Brooklyn Jail, lawyer says. Good. New York, one of Ghislaine Maxwell's fellow detainees at the Brooklyn federal lockup plotted to murder her, a defense lawyer said in a court filing Wednesday aimed at lightening Maxwell's sentence on sex trafficking charges for procuring young women for Jeffrey Epstein. One of the female inmates in Miss Maxwell's housing unit told at least three other inmates that she had been offered money to murder Miss Maxwell and that she planned to strangle her in her sleep, wrote lawyer Bob Stenheim. Maxwell's lawyer included that the claim in papers filed ahead of her sentencing on June 28th. So they were plotting to kill her. In jail, strangle her while she was asleep. Ah, Yeah, I'm not saying nothing. I don't know. In what the fuck news, I got a doubleheader. What the fuck doubleheader, folks? I got a doubleheader. What the fuck doubleheader? Christina Aguilera. She's getting old now, right? Isn't she like pushing 40? She's got to do something to get out there. She's got to do something to get attention. Christina Aguilera wears Hulk outfit. Wears a Hulk outfit. A Hulk outfit. So you know that wearing like a Hulk outfit appeals to children. Wears a Hulk outfit with a strap-on dildo during LA Pride event. Nino, please interview Karen Burdani. Okay, I'll try to. I'll reach out to her. So Christina Aguilera rocked several on-stage costumes during her LA Pride performance, including one with an X-rated extra seemingly inspired by a comic book. So she had a strap-on dildo, which she jacked off to an all-ages audience, folks. This is the desperate shit these people are doing now. That's why I'm saying the war is on all battlefronts. They're coming for your children. They're coming for your kids. Who the fuck takes their kids to see this thing, this demonic entity on stage? Who brings this to her and says, hey, we got an idea. We're going to dress you up like the Hulk and give you a big green dick. And then we want you to jack it off in front of someone's face. Yeah. That's good. Don't you love it? Isn't it like pushing the envelope? Isn't it like living on the edge? Isn't it amazing? Imagine what the audience is going to do. They're going to love it. It's so classy, Christina. Oh, you fucking kidding me. Who the fuck brings this to? Who has the balls to bring this? No pun intended. Am I the only one losing my mind? Because I feel like it. I don't know. I just feel like it. It's this fucking crazy. Christina Aguilera wearing a... Would you ever even think that you would see the day where this chick would wear a Hulk outfit with a green dildo hanging from it? Would you ever imagine? Look how these people sell out. It's in the open. It's exposed. It's exposed. They're evil. They're fucking evil. Now for the doubleheader. This is 100% real, folks. This is 100% real. Reluctant to say this. New guidelines for the you-know-what. The CDC guidelines is now recommending socially distant. This is Sodom and Gomorrah, man. Recommending socially distant masturbating to avoid getting monkeypox at gay raves. They recommend 6 feet apart. They recommend 6 feet apart unless you got good aim. 6 feet apart. Socially distant masturbating to avoid getting the next boogeyman. This is real. The war for humanity is here, folks. Why would they even have that in their guidelines? Think about that for a second. Why even have that? We recommend everyone, if you're going to be masturbating, to stay 6 feet apart, please. 6 feet apart. Give each other room. No circle jerking here. 6 feet apart, please, please. Thank you. Thank you. Very good. Take that side. You can now go ahead and start masturbating. But 6 feet apart. 6 feet apart. Very good. Very good. Good technique. Good technique. Good. Spit on your hand. Spit on your... Very good. Very good. I don't know anymore. I just come to bring the news the way I see it. And I guess I'm crazy. I don't know. It's what it is. It's and everything I'm bringing to you, you know, I make mistakes here and there, folks. I make mistakes here and there. But I'll always come clean with you all. And I have my Nino's fact checkers. I have my Nino's investigators, my Nino's knights. We all do this together, folks. This is not just me. I never, you know, I am the news. I'm bringing the news the way I see it, but we do this together. We all do this together. Hold me accountable. Dave from X22, sir, did. Dave. Oh, Davey Dave. It's all right. It's all right. I took it on the chin, and I'm here to bring you the news once again. All right, folks, that's all I got for today. God bless you. God bless this country. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting during the apocalypse, welcome to Nino Circus. Later.